The Haynes Biomass Project picks up steam with more grant funding, and Haynes residents speak against restrictions on mobile businesses. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haynes Biomass Project got another boost this week, with the U.S. Department of Agriculture awarding a $92,000 grant to the borough. The grant is for an industrial wood chipper and log splitter. And as KHNS's Jillian Rogers reports, the equipment will help Haynes produce its own fuel source.
Haynes is being touted as a leader in the state when it comes to biomass energy. This week, a group of stakeholders met to update the community on the progress of the $1.5 million plan to upgrade more heating systems in borough buildings over the next couple of years. Bob Deering is with the U.S. Forest Service. He says the agency wants Haynes to get it right and set the bar high for other communities.
There's two communities that are leading on biomass in Alaska. One is Ketchikan, the other one is Haynes. And by enabling you guys to deploy advanced boilers, for you guys to develop your own fuel supply locally, is an example that we can show to other communities around the state.
Last year, the borough purchased three refurbished boilers from the Coast Guard, which are currently in storage out at Mosquito Lake. The plan over the next year is to install a boiler at the school first, and eventually the wastewater treatment plant and the borough public facility shop. All oil heat sources will remain online.
We've got one borough building, the Haynes Senior Center, which has been converted to biomass kind of as a case study, and it's been working out pretty well. We've had some bumps in the roads, but we've learned a lot from it, and we're moving forward.
Darcy Kolbeck is a consultant on the project. He says using locally harvested and processed chips as a fuel source is the ultimate goal, though he says they'll have to start off using pellets until the specifics of a local chip industry get sorted out.
What we're trying to achieve is keeping that money into the local economy, creating jobs, letting it spin around and help us out, which also should save us money to run these buildings as well.
When Haynes starts using local wood as fuel, the plan is to keep the operation small and low-tech. Again, here's Deering from the Forest Service.
But I don't see any sense why we'd possibly be cutting down old growth solely for fuel. If there's old growth harvest going on, we should be utilizing every bit of the tree and use the residue for fuel or for other value products. The amount of wood that would be required out of the Haynes State Forest, if you're using all the tree, is remarkably low.
About 1.5 acres of utility-grade trees could heat the buildings on the biomass roster for 1 year. Jim Nordland from the USDA's Rural Development Program was at the meeting to announce the latest grant funds. This money is allotted for the chip-making equipment, which would then be leased to the individual or business hired to take on the job. The borough will put out a request for proposals in coming months.
The foresight I think you have as a community to see that why don't we use a local resource, create local jobs to heat your buildings. I think that's showing tremendous leadership and vision on the part of your community.
The latest chunk comes on top of $1.4 million from the Alaska Energy Authority's Renewable Energy Fund and $250,000 from a wood innovation grant courtesy of the U.S. Forest Service. Greg Palmieri is a state forester in Haynes. He says nothing in the forest management plan would have to change to provide the wood chip resource.
So the type of harvest activity that you're seeing with the local operators today would simply continue. This just gives them an opportunity to market utility wood that wasn't marketable previously.
The Biomass Committee will meet with members of the school board and administration in a Thursday workshop, though that gathering will not include a public forum. A lot of details still need to be worked out, like where the boilers will be housed and how and where the chips will be dried and stored. But Kolbeck says cheaper, cleaner fuel is right around the corner. In Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.
A new committee focused on how to regulate mobile businesses in Haynes met for the second time Monday. Only two members were present, and they were taken to task by a couple residents who say the rules the committee plans to draw up could stifle economic growth. Committee members Diana Lapham and Nell Jergelite-Green started the meeting with a list of potential regulations Jergelite-Green compiled from other communities' codes. One included requiring a food trailer permit, which would be in addition to the state and borough business licenses already mandated.
And I think that should be open for discussion with more people present.
Yeah.
The advantages for the short term versus the brick and mortar who are paying fees every month. Mm-hmm. Year-round.
Local business owner Doug Olrude balked at the list of potential restrictions.
I don't think just because a business has wheels under it that it should necessarily be treated differently than my business that has a concrete foundation. It's a business that's generating sales tax revenue for the Haynes Borough.
Committee member Lapham explained that in the past few years, food carts and other mobile businesses have been permitted simply because there's not much to go on in borough code.
Right now, our code is so vague in the guideline of our administration to implement the rules, I guess, whatever rules that there are. And even to the person that's trying to start a business, it's very vague.
Olrude suggested just two areas the committee should explore for the new guidelines: the number of mobile businesses that should be permitted and the zones in which they should be allowed. Olrude said any other guidelines could be determined on a case-by-case basis and included in the lease the business owner signs with the property owner. Jergelite-Green, who owns a shop in the Fort Seward area, said she was still concerned with keeping a physical distance between mobile and brick-and-mortar businesses.
Because it is hard enough to stay open year-round here for some of these businesses, and I think we have a responsibility to that. I really do.
But Olrude said making additional rules for one type of business and not the other is overreach.
And that's trying to protect somebody that has a brick and mortar business at the expense of someone that's just trying to start off. And there's already a bunch of inherent advantages already for an existing business compared to one starting off. Mm-hmm. And I think we should be encouraging more businesses to start in Haynes, not less.
The owner of a scooter rental trailer that opened last summer also spoke up. Alex Stock said people who operate commercial trailers may plan to move into brick-and-mortar spaces eventually.
I would love to do that. I mean, a trailer is just a beginning for me. You know, that's something that I could only afford a trailer. That's how my business start. I take out a business loan, I go buy a trailer, I go buy my scooters, I come up, I get the proper licenses, I start business, I make a profit, and in 2-3 years down the road, I have enough profit to buy a piece of land, to build brick and mortar. That's how business starts. That's how business grows.
Committee member Lapham agreed.
I want to make it as easy as possible for these things to get started.
Mayor Jan Hill closed the meeting by saying that the mantra of the committee should be less is more when it comes to regulations for mobile businesses. A conditional use permit application for a Skagway Raptor tour is coming back to the Planning Commission this week after being rejected 2 years ago. In 2014, the Planning Commission rejected Alaska Mountain Guide's application for a Raptor tour permit. AMG appealed that decision. Recently, a Juneau Superior Court judge ruled in the company's favor. The decision was remanded back to the Planning Commission. As a result, the commission will hold another public hearing on the Raptor tour permit at a meeting this Thursday. AMG's tour would be run in partnership with the Haynes American Bald Eagle Foundation. AMG would take visitors on a walking tour of a raptor viewing center at its Lyersville property. Juneau Judge Philip Pollenberg said in his decision that the commission's reasons for rejection were unclear. He said because evidence is insufficient, the decision to deny would be reversed and remanded back to the commission. The meeting is scheduled for Thursday at 7 p.m. in Skagway Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also post news and important updates on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. And we're always open to your comments and story ideas. You can drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.